Good. Hello, good morning. How are you today? My name is Praise for Aware. Welcome to PF Things, episode 121. And this is me, live from Praise for Aware International Studio, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you so much for joining me once again. I'm super, super, super excited for the gifts of everyone, and thank you so much for always joining this show. I never take it for granted, and thank you. I'm coming slightly late today, but I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for all of you who have sent me messages about the time. I'm so sorry. I had a meeting that ran very, very late, so I'm slightly late, but we are here. How are you? And how is everything with you? For those of you who are joining from North America, for those of you from Asia, for those of you from Nigeria, and then other parts of Africa, I want to say thank you so much for joining. Okay, so today we continue the series on releasing your personal power. The origin of personal power is what I want to look at today. Because if you do not understand the fact that you have your power, that is totally different from what everybody has, and that if you don't understand that you have all it takes to totally transform your world, you will be a victim of so many things that is thrown at you because you do not understand the ability that has been placed in you. So consistently, I have seen so many people who have so much strength, so much energy, so many people who have so much power within them, not maximize this power, not because they couldn't have maximized it, but simply because they have not paid attention to what is happening around them. A lot of people have been totally messed up by the people that raised them, and they do not understand the power they carry. So consistently, they're looking for powers outside of themselves. They run from pillar to post. I've seen people in their 60s, in their 70s, who are still looking for power. Yet, there is so much that has been placed in them that they have never really used, because people do not know that increase only responds to use. I'll take that again. Increase only responds to you. So today we look at the origin of personal power. Anthony Robbins said, personal power is the ability to take action. Personal power is the ability to take action. I love that definition. But you see, reading through the definition, the first thing that crossed my mind is, how do you take action when you are not even aware of your personal power? How do you take action when all your life you have been scripted to believe that power resides with someone else? Power resides outside of you. How do you take action when people have set themselves as authority figures over your life and then, you know, they want to control what happens to you? How do you take action when you don't even know what you carry anymore? Where every time you already have someone that you run to consistently who also has built a business model around your life such that he knows he can't afford to lose you. So they say that, you see, the demon is in the details. As a matter of fact, the business is in the confusion. That the more confused you are, the more some people are in business. There's an entire business model built around confusion. And that if you have clarity, that business shuts down. So it's not in the interest of the business to set you free, but you trust the business to set you free. Now, a lot of people do not know that the most powerful force against your life is the force that you trust the most. The force that hides in your on your blind spot is the most potent force, because the fact that you trust it makes you a candidate for as a business customer, that the force will never let you go. But you could almost kill yourself because you trust the force totally. So how do you take action and take out your personal power when you're not even aware of that personal power? Now, so today I'm going to be asking you a number of questions, and I'll give you action points that you need to take, because a lot of us do not understand these things because you have moved totally far away. You've forgotten who you used to be. You've forgotten that at some point in your life, there were things you never believed and you were fine. There was a point in your life that you did not even know that some demons exist. You didn't know. You were fine. right? At what point was it introduced into your life? There were times in your life you did not do many of the rules and regulations. You did not have any goal setting. You know, you did, but you trusted absolutely. I mean, when you were sick, you were almost sure that your parents knew what to do. And oftentimes, what you were given was basic placebo, right? And you recovered fine. There was a time in your life, you know, that you didn't even know about yourself, but you survived. The question I always ask is, when we talk about personal power, how did you learn to win the battle of the sperm cells that fertilize the eggs? It was said that it's been said that every sexual intercourse, over 300 million sperm cells are released. And everyone tries to swim in the direction of the egg. Only one is able to fertilize the egg. Now, it was you, your own, that swam in the direction of the egg and fertilized the egg that impregnated your mother. How did you win that battle? Who was the coach that was coaching you to win that battle? Who was the person who trained you to win that battle? Who was the person that was with you, you know, that gave you inspiration to win that battle of the sperm that fertilized your mother's egg that produced you? Now, while you're thinking about that, eventually when you were born, right? You were born and your mother carried you in her arms. How did you learn to sit after 3 months? Who taught you to sit, basically, right? You realized that there was some power in you because you saw people sit and you kept challenging yourself to say, why can't I sit? The potential to sit was already in you. The only thing you did was you believed and you took action. Even though you were struggling, they tried to help you, but eventually it was you who sat. Now, how did you learn to crawl? How did you learn to move from a sitting position to trying to move things? If the potential was never within, there was no way you would have done it, right? Yes, they may put you and say, oh, it's now 5 months. This child should be crawling. They put you down, but the capacity to crawl was already in you. Now, imagine if you did not aspire to crawl. You did not believe you can crawl. You did not take action to crawl. You would realize that nothing will work, but you had that capacity within you to crawl, and you crawled. How did you learn how to walk? After 6 months, 7 months, 8 months of walking, of crawling, how did you learn to stand on your feet, or you attempted to stand, you fell, stood again, fell? How did you learn to do all these things, right? Was it some power of deliverance? Was it some power of a cult that told you, okay, join our cult so that you can walk or you can? No, you didn't have that. You have the power within you. It was potential, right? But you put it into action. You know, it became kinetic and you stood up. And even though you were stuttering, but you learned to work, right? Then eventually you started to run. How did you learn to run, right? And these were successes you recorded without many of the things you have believed. There was no confusion in your life. There was clarity. You stood up. You began to work. You began to run. You began to crawl. You began to sit without motivation, without people inspiring you, without people saying, oh, come and pay this gate fee. Come and take this course. Have you ever seen a child that they told, come and pay to learn how to sit? Okay, come and pay to learn how to crawl. Come and pay to learn how to work. Oh, sow a seed of walking. Do these things so to run. If you do this, if you pay this amount, God will empower you to walk or something like that. You never saw that. And don't get me wrong, there's a time to go learn. There is a time, but you see, even when you go to learn, is to bring out what is already in you. If you don't have it, there is no seed sowing. And pardon that example that can make you play like Lionel Messi. If Lionel Messi's footballing gene does not reside in you, you can't even train to be Lionel Messi. Maybe you can train to be very good, but to score with the natural grace, natural ability that he has, you can't have it. Right. That doesn't mean he doesn't train. That doesn't mean he has not added a lot of value to himself. But there are things that life will respond to what resides within you. So the origin of power is innate. That's where I'm going. It's got nothing to do with what resides outside of you primarily. It's about what is inside of you. Unfortunately, A lot of people do not know that your passport to relevance, your passport to the globe, your passport to maximizing the power, to maximizing your life, is responding to the call from within. Now, I love, there was a ringtone in my country many years ago that says, Adiringa, Adiringa, Adiringo, pick me up before I caught, which means I am ringing, pick me up before I caught. There is a call from within you that is shouting to you, I am ringing, pick me up, respond to me before I caught. But many of us, because you have been scripted to doubt the power within you, because you see other people manifest something, so their expression, you know, strikes fear into you and makes you feel like you have nothing to offer. Their manifestation of themselves makes you feel less than who they are. Before you know it, you abandon your own personal power, which in potential may actually be higher than what they carry. The only thing they did with theirs was to respond to their call, and because they responded to their call, more was added to them. Increase response to use. That if you don't use it, you will not increase. You cannot stand to work if you don't learn to sit. You cannot learn to crawl if you don't learn to sit. If you don't learn to crawl, you may not work. If you don't work, you may never be able to run. Now, you learn to do a lot of things by exercising the power within you to do them, because the power was in it. So when we talk about power, right, the first power you need to understand resides within you. You were a factory fitted product. You came here. So don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted. Many of the things that has gotten you confused were the people you have listened to, the way you were scripted, and is in the power of your beliefs. Now, so many of what you have achieved till this point that worked very well for you was because you learned to do a lot of things by exercising the power within you to do them, because the power was in it. God placed the power in you. No man can infuse that power in you. Don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted. There is no laying of hands that can, install the footballing gene of Lionel Messi inside of you. There is no cult that you can join that can suddenly empower you to play soccer, you know, and be so powerful like Lionel Messi. If that existed, Nigeria would have won the World Cup. Because if you check Nigeria, for example, during every football match, we start with prayer. We pray after the first half. We pray after when the second half is about to start. And we even pray after the match. But we have not won the World Cup because there is the place of personal power that you have exercised through training to become the best version of yourself. You cannot replace that exercise with prayer, right? So you are praying instead of jogging, instead of rehearsing, instead of getting your taxes right, instead of harnessing your personal power. You will lose matches to people who do not pray, right? And that doesn't mean prayer is not important. I think there is something we have not gotten about prayer in Africa. I love the way Dr. Miles puts it. He said that prayer is earthly permission for heavenly interference, which means we love the activity of prayer. Prayer is entreating heaven about a matter to say, oh, I want to do this. Can empower me or show me clarity on what to do? And heaven will respond to you by showing you what to do. That every prayer must result in a phone call and a response from the other side, which is a two-way communication. What we do, however, is the activity of prayer, where we spend 10 hours to pray. We hear nothing, we leave, and we brag. I pray 10 hours. What does it produce? Right? Because prayer can actually activate the power within and show you what is possible for you to take action. But that power to do is already within you. It's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above you could ever think or imagine, according to the power at work in you. That is scripture, right? That God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above you could ever think or imagine, according to the power at work in you. Which means the power is not coming from outside. The power is coming from within. So, what is the power trapped within you once again? Yesterday, I talked about the power to be, which is the power of your identity. Nobody's going to give that to you. I love the way Fela Nikolakpo puts it. Fela sang a song about human rights, and he said, animals wants to give us human rights, not knowing that human rights is your property. Human rights, it's you own it, you have it, nobody can give it to you, which is why you see many of the developing countries, they look up to the developed world to liberate them. But the developed world look at you as a raw material for their finished product. So they don't know you are coming, thinking you need liberation. They are coming and they're looking at everything from a business angle, right? That if you do not sit back, have a meeting with yourself, understand yourself, maximize the power that resides within you, you will be jogging around people for the rest of your life. So there's the power to be, which is your identity. There's the power to do, which is your natural ability, your talent. That power is there. But talent must become skills. There's the power to create, which is the power of your imagination. It's able to do exceedingly above you could ask or think or imagine, which means there's a place to think. There's a place to imagine. That's the power to create. That you cannot create the future if you don't imagine. If you see architects build fantastic houses, it was because it was first of all in the heart of someone. And let me shock you. There is nothing that you have in your mind that is not in the mind of someone else. I love the way my friend puts it, my Fisayo. Fisayo says that God puts resources on a frequency. He responds to the fastest finger, which is why there are times you have an idea, you fail to act on it, then in less than 4 months, it's been done. Boom. And you are wondering who stole your idea. Nobody stole your idea. You simply did not respond to the power that resides in you. So the power to create is imagination, that you need to learn to sit back and imagine and think things through and ask, what if I could? What if I do this? Right? And immediately pictures show up in your mind. Right? I mean, people who are close to me know I love to think a lot. I love to meditate. Now, so if you don't have that capacity or you have not exercised your right to attain serenity by spending time thinking about things, thinking about life, imagining things within you, your life will be static, that you will never get what you desire to get, not because you don't have the capacity to get that, but because you have confused yourself by so many information flowing around. I mean, for example, if you check the health sector, there are people believe you need to eat breakfast in the morning. Some believe that don't eat breakfast in the morning. Eat brunch, right? You must not eat anything swallowed. People just have all kinds of funny ideologies. Now, at the end of it, people are confused. Some say eat keto. Some say eat this. Some say eat that. At the end of the day, everyone charges you and you are confused. Meanwhile, what you need to survive is basically to pay attention to your body. Your body is totally different. There are people who say, oh, if you sleep for 7 hours, you have slept 25 years of your life at 70, right? But there are people who tell you, sleep as long as you are tired so that you can rejuvenate, right? All kinds of confusion out there, you know, and people are confused because they fail to listen to the power within them. Everybody listens to everybody, but a lot of people do not listen to themselves. Your body is speaking to you. Your mind is speaking to you. Your heart is speaking to you. There is so much within you that your mind says to you, you are the best at this. You can do this. But guess what? You doubt. I mean, I was watching a movie the other day. A guy was blind and he was told to think about the future and visualize the future. Guess what? He was still blind in his imagination. That guy is hopeless, because if things are, you are stuck outside, but you can move within, trust me, you will eventually move without. Nobody can move within and stand still without. It's not possible, right? So there's the power to create, which is imagination. There's a power to blow or power to dominate, which responds to systems intelligence. One, that system exists within you, but also it helps you understand where you have needs of people, which is collaboration. There's a power to become, which is in your daily routine. I talked about that yesterday. There's the power to transform, which is the power of love, right? You need love to transform. A lot of people, even when they have the power, they misuse power because it's not coming from a place of love. The thing about love is an equilibrium. It balances your power. It helps you to use it in service to God and humanity. That when you don't love God and you don't love man, you will you know, dominate people and destroy people. Right now, I love this equation that says beliefs plus action equals power. I'll take that again. Beliefs plus action equals power. I am Horace Mann made a statement. He says, those who exert the first influence upon the mind have the greatest power. I'll take that again. Those who exert the first influence upon the mind have the greatest power. And usually, that is your parents. Now, that what have you been made to believe and what stories have you told yourself? So when you wanted to jump from a table, what were you told? They told you that you will break your leg. Instead of them to tell you, you can jump, but this jump is slightly higher. Come and jump this jump. To tell you that, hey, you can do it. What happened, even though you had potential to jump, what you were told is that you will break your leg. So you associated pain to jumping. And the moment you associated pain to jumping, you never dare to jump anymore. Consistently, you see many of our black people, those of us from Africa, when we see extreme sport, what is our default response? We say, ah, these white people, it's because they are okay. That's why they can go and do extreme sport. Now, they take risk. If you check how Britain dominated the world, Britain is, I mean, a country in an island, right? And they knew their limitation. They knew that they didn't have many natural resources. So what did they do? They built an education system. Then they built a system all by themselves and sailed many miles away from the ship by ship to different countries. So they went and set up a business in Nigeria. They began to colonize Nigeria. Nigeria is almost like maybe 20 times bigger than the UK, thereabout. You know, maybe 10 times actually, you know, and they colonized Nigeria. They sailed to India. They set up a business there. India is over 1 billion people. UK is about 36 million or something. They colonized India. They colonized Australia. They colonized, what do you call it, Canada. That England was a small country that colonized bigger nations than themselves, which means, I mean, largeness, bigness may not be strength when you cannot convert it or when you don't believe enough in yourself. That the power that resides in you, once you sacrifice it or you compromise it, what happens is people are not as good as you, but who are very confident in what they have, they will rule over you. That's the way life works, which is why you see it consistently across the globe, across the screen, that ignorant people who sell their ignorance with confidence, they enjoy patronage much more than enlightened people who sell their enlightenment with timidity. A lot of people are enlightened. They have what can help humanity, but they have been made to believe, or they have heard a story. They have held the story, interpreted it to themselves, repeated it to themselves consistently, that they now doubt the power they have. I have met very handsome people who do not believe that they are fine. I have met very intelligent people who do not believe they are intelligent because of what they have been made to believe. Or as man says, those who exert the first influence upon the mind have the greatest power. So your parents, they beat you for making mistakes. They told you you must not fail. So you hate to fail. And when you hate to fail, what that has led you to is you never dare anything. So when you see what will look like, ah, I may fail at this, you begin to run away from it, not knowing that the path of failure is actually the path to success, right? That there is nothing called failure, it's simply feedback or research and development to say, what haven't I mastered? Imagine if you were Thomas Edison and you failed 9,000 times, you will not continue because they will tell you it's not God's will for you to create the electric bulb. They'll tell you, oh, you know what? The witches are against you. The wizards are against you. You know, go for this, go for that. And before you know it, you have totally abandoned it because they'll tell you, oh, once you don't succeed 3 times, it is life's way of saying it's not your way, right? And a lot of people have abandoned their pursuit through that. Beliefs plus action equal power. That is not enough for you to have power within you. You must believe. You must know you have that power. And you must take action in the direction of that power to activate the power. Now, what have you been made to believe? And what stories have you told yourself? Now, I'll give myself as an example. When about a couple of years ago, I suddenly noticed the pattern that once it was, 8 o'clock, I became petrified. Once I saw darkness, I would begin to have panic attack and anxiety. I didn't know where that was coming from. I had prayed about it. It looks like it wasn't working. I had done everything. It looks like it wasn't working until I traced my life back. You know, I was with, you know, one of my gurus, and I traced my life back, and it dawned on me that when I was 7 years old, I used to follow my sisters for a meeting in SU, weekly SU meeting, right? SU is Scripture Union, which is basically a spiritual meeting where they do deliverance for people who had demonic oppression. And they used to say at that meeting that that people should be spiritual, that because the demons that was leaving the person they were delivering, the demon can run into the person who was less spiritual. I was the youngest at that meeting, the only child. So every time I saw them pray in tongues and do many of the things they do, and the demoniac rolls on the floor, and they say, oh, the demon has left the person. Because I was less spiritual, I consider myself to be less spiritual, on my way home, if they cast out like 5 demons, I will be saying to myself, 5 demons have entered me today. 5 demons have entered me today. 5 demons have entered me today. So I will run inside the house and I will not come out. That was the origin of fear. So I actually believed at the unconscious level that there were demons in me, even though there was nothing, right? But because that was what I was exposed to, then I began to see movies like Burning Hell. I began to see movies like Dracula, which messed up my sanity that I became so afraid. And in no time, I totally lost confidence in my personal ability. That's one of the reasons I'm against parents showing their children some dangerous movies about some hellfire to strike fear about hell inside the child. Please show them about God. If they maximize God, they will think less of hell. The less of hell they think about, the more they can activate their creativity to produce resources that can benefit the world. We live at the frequency of fear consistently. So there are lots of people in Africa who may not move in the direction of their life because of what has been stuck in their mind. I'll give you an example. So a guy came to my house yesterday, one of the guys who married one of my mentees who had lived with me before, came to my house, and while we were talking, we mentioned a guy who is reputed to be the number one movie maker in Nigeria today. And he said to me, oh, praise, I started with that guy together. We started together. As a matter of fact, I was better than him. I was taken aback to say, you were better than this guy. So how come nobody knows about you that much? This guy is very good. If you see his videos, very clean, very intelligent guy. So how come nobody knows about you this much? And he said to me, he said, praise, the only reason this guy became better than me was when we were at this TV station, every time it was time to shoot certain part of the scenes of the movie, because it was movie, so when they had to shoot places like kissing, he will run away. Or where they had to shoot people smooching or snogging or trying to have sex, it's make-believe. He will leave. And he will say, no, his belief system does not permit that. Now, so he has forgotten that he's a professional. And as a professional movie maker, you must be comfortable seeing people kiss on set, seeing people smooch on set. But because a system has been placed on his head that makes him believe, no, this will send you to hellfire, so he started exempting himself from those kind of roles. So movie makers stopped using him, and they kept using this guy who was comfortable with everything. And since increased response to use, every time that guy's movie showed, who shot this movie, they'll mention his name, and people kept using him. Today, that guy is number one in Nigeria, right? This my guy, even though he's good, he had the potential to be good, and he was telling me, he said, praise, what killed me was the belief that was planted in my head that a lot of us have walked away from the biggest deals of our life by our belief, which is why whenever we talk about power and someone says, I want to go and conquer the world, and someone responds, just make sure you don't lose your soul. Just make sure you don't. It's one of the statements that self-sabotages people, right? What do you mean by losing your soul, right? Because your soul is already lost if you are not careful, right? A lot of people have lost their soul, but they don't know that their soul is lost, because the moment you are not maximizing yourself, manifesting at the highest level possible, The moment you are not authentic, your soul is already lost. The moment you are not living life based on the originality called you, the original you, the authentic version of you, your soul is lost. You don't know, right? But you would think that you are righteous, you are the only one that is good. No, there is a lost coin. You can be lost within yourself without knowing. Every time you deny yourself, you deprive yourself of what you are truly capable of doing, your soul is lost. Now, so beliefs plus action equal power. That if your mind is messed up by beliefs that doesn't promote you. I love the late Sean Stevenson. He says, never believe a prophecy that doesn't empower you. Never believe a prophecy that doesn't empower you. And Jim Morrison says that the most loving parents and relatives commit murder with smiles on their faces. They force us to destroy the person that we really are, a subtle kind of mother. I'll take that again. The most loving parents and relatives commit murder with smiles on their faces. They force us to destroy the person we really are, a subtle kind of mother. So your parents, when you were born, they took a second look at you. They did not activate their observation to observe the power you are exhibiting, because there's a signal you were sending as a child. Serena Williams was sending signal. Her father caught the signal and took her immediately to lawn tennis court at the age of 3, right? No wonder she's become a world champion today. Tiger Woods' father saw the potential at 4. Bought golf kit, hired a trainer. You can see what he has become. Bill Gates' father saw the potential and they moved him into a private school. The same thing was done to Mark Zuckerberg. If you check what their parents did, they took decisive action based on the traits their children were showing. The same thing Elon Musk's father paid about 70 rand, which was a lot of money way back, to introduce him to IT. Now you can see what the guy has become. Now your parents saw you. They did not observe what you are capable of doing. What did they do? They slam your brain with information you did not need. They put in you their understanding of God. Right, they put in you fear, they put in you, you know, low life. They did not tell you you can achieve. My son, go and achieve. When you fail, they beat you because they consider you a disgrace to them. When you ask questions, they beat you because they believe that a child should not ask questions. When you ask questions that human beings should ask, they flog you very well. I'll give you an example. When I was 8, I remember that as an Anglican boy. And I'm giving a lot of church example because that was my upbringing. My father was an Anglican priest. I noticed that every time they try to pass the altar, they bow down, you know. And I was wondering why. So I asked the man who was the people's warden in my church, say, why do they bow down? He said, that's the way we respect God. So I asked him, what happens if we don't bow down? He said, if you don't bow down, God can kill you. So I asked, why would God kill if you don't bow down simply by walking past an altar? And he said to me, that there was a man in the Bible, he did not bow, and God killed him. I was a child. I didn't have access to that story. So I believed him. But a child is curious. When all of them left, I stayed back in church. So I kept saying to myself, what if I outrun God? Can God run faster than me? Okay, I'll see what will happen. Let me run fast, because I was number one in my school when it came to running at the age of 8. So I stood at the end of the altar, right? And I ran past the altar to the other side and nothing happened. Oh, really? God didn't kill me? I ran again. So I said to myself, I can run faster than God. But I said, what if I walk very fast? So I walked very fast and God did not kill me. I walked again, God did not kill me. So I catwalk, God did not kill me. Catwalk back, God did not kill me. Then I sat in the middle of that altar, right? And I began to crawl, and God did not kill me. That day, I concluded that they were either lying or they didn't know what they were doing. But till tomorrow, people still do that bowing. There is nothing wrong with that if your heart is bound, because I saw people who were drunk. I saw people who were living in serious sin, they bowed. They suddenly became humble when they bowed before that altar. But the moment they do that, they gossip, they backbite, they steal, they do all kinds of things, right? So as a child, I concluded that they were fooling themselves. Now, it's not all, right? There are people who bowed out of reverence. But to conclude that God will kill, and imagine how many people have been told that story, and they've come to believe it. Which is why I said to people, Your belief is not often the truth. Your belief is what you have held to be true, right? So the most loving parents, out of love, they wanted to protect you, but they struck fear into you. And that fear became multiplied over the years, that by the time you were in your teenage years, your destiny was already sealed. You were beaten and flogged for things that doesn't even make sense by your parents. They shouted, they screamed at you for doing what children should do. You were maligned by the school system. They killed your play, that right now you are a shadow of who you should be. You no longer know who you are, because you have been told a lot of stories. So you have been told, if you have committed this sin, God cannot use you at the highest level again. Yet everybody talking to you about God has never met God, but they give you rules and regulations which has limited you. You can't aspire, because they tell you, if you aspire, you will lose your soul. If you function, that was how they told us. If you go into politics, you will become a sinner, and politics was left in the hand of sinner. And we are here praying for God to touch the heart of evil people when we refuse to produce righteous people to take over power in politics. Can you see the contradiction? Guys, you need to understand that your destiny could have been sealed by the people that exerted the first power in your life. Your parents, out of ignorance, could have destroyed you. The schools you attended, who were the teachers who taught you? They put cane in their hand to strike fear into you. That's why as adults, some of you are still afraid. Even though the teachers are no longer there, but mentally you can still see their cane and how they beat you for what you didn't understand. You failed at something. Instead of the teachers to instruct you, what did they do? They brought you outside in the front of the class and they asked people to sing for you. They brought shame. So you began to associate failure with shame. That's why you keep a lot of secrets. When you make mistakes, you cannot own up to your mistake, because you were socialized to believe that there is something fundamentally wrong. You have committed the greatest sin when you make error or when you fall. So you can't even own up. You have to now hide it. And that's how you began to keep secrets. Guys, beliefs plus action equals power. So here are the things I want you to do today in your own interest. Number one, I want you to list three core areas of your life that is not working. You can take a pen right now. After this broadcast, you can listen to it again on YouTube. Take three core areas of your life that is presently not working. Write the areas, if it's your finance, write, my finance is not working. If it's your family, write, my relationship is not working. Be very honest with yourself, right? Now, number two, why do you think those areas are not working? And there is no one answer. Just listen to your mind. Because the quality of questions you ask determine the quality of answers you get. A lot of people don't understand that, right? So you don't know that your mind is like Google. When you ask questions, it comes up with various options. But you need to be intelligent enough to find the answers. But whatever answer crops up, right, don't just list one, right? Because the first one that comes may not be the right answer. Why do you think those areas are not working? Number three, can you list out your beliefs about these areas and seek to know why they haven't served you? What do you believe about these areas, and why haven't they served you? Are they truly your beliefs, or what you were conditioned to believe? Are they truly your belief, or what you were conditioned to believe? And I'll give you personal examples so that I can help you. There was a time in my life I believed that I should not go get visa, even though I had a passport. I never believed in going to get visa or buying tickets to travel abroad. You know what I kept saying to myself? Because I have stayed too long under a speaker who will usually teach that, you see, there is nothing for you to aspire to do abroad. That was what he was teaching, right? There's nothing for you to aspire. You know, if you are good enough, abroad will come and look for you. Abroad will come. So I believed it and I regurgitated it. I said it to myself, praise, abroad will come and look for you if they need you. There is nothing to look for abroad. It was not my belief. They were his own belief. But guess what? After a while, I noticed that this man's children, none of them schooled in Nigeria. All of them schooled abroad. Then I began to say, but they are going abroad. Why is abroad not coming to look for them? Right? So I began to question my beliefs. So even though I had the passport expired, no visa. No, there was one visa. That was when I went to Benin Republic. It was stamped, but that was not a visa. right? By the time I got the next passport, I saw that there were other people who were traveling abroad. So I began to ask them, what did you do? They said, well, your account statement and blah, 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 you know. And I began to build my account statement. The first time I applied, they told me my money was not sufficient. I wasn't going to come back. And so I was bounced. I tried again, you know, and sorry, I need to power my laptop. Just give me a moment, please. I'll come back to you. Okay, I got you. Okay, good. I think we are good right now. Okay, good. So after a while, I kept applying and applying, eventually till I was given a visa to the UK. Now, imagine if I did not change that belief, I would still not have traveled. Are you aware that if you live in Nigeria, an average Nigerian may never experience another country till they die? Which is why, because they have never experienced another country, they don't even know right and wrong. Right? If I did not change that belief, I still would never have traveled. So at some point, I joined a network marketing company. And in the network marketing company, oh, we'll make you travel, we'll make you travel, we'll make you travel. And I joined and I gave myself to it, you know. And I saw eventually I traveled, even though, I mean, my friend had to help me out, but I traveled. Then I saw how much I had sold for the network marketing company. And I asked myself, Praise, does it mean you can't personally generate this money and fly your family? So within the next 1 year, I pulled out and I began to work on myself. Guess what? I flew my family. Then I realized that my limitation was in my beliefs or what I've been made to believe. That guy that says, don't go abroad, don't go abroad, his children found the expression abroad. But I was here for years, limited. There was another person I worked with who always believed that you don't have to charge for services. And because it was religious, I started hearing God through his voice that don't charge. So people say, how much do you charge? I say, no, God has paid for it. God has paid for it. And I had to limit myself that when I got married, my wife was earning, thank God she was a banker, we would have suffered. But I began to question that why would I not charge? A laborer is worthy of his wages. What was I trying to prove? It wasn't God that was speaking to me. The voice of my mentor was what was speaking to me, and I was regurgitating his voice. Do you understand? So I was limited in my finances by my belief, which was an acquired belief. It doesn't even pass the test of common sense or pass the test of a simple business model, right? In every labor, there is profit. I refused to profit. I was too arrogant. I was pretending that I had money, you know. Meanwhile, I was poor. Because a lot of us, there are authority figures you have set over your life that is their voice you are listening to, that you are calling the voice of God. Meanwhile, it's not the voice of God. Oftentimes, what people are saying is not what they are doing. And so what I've learned to do is I've learned to observe more than not even listen. So if I observe that the life you are living contradicts what you are saying I should do, I will follow the way you are living. So if I spot your children going abroad and you are telling me you don't believe in abroad, abroad is where I will gravitate towards. Why is it that all our leaders, their children travel abroad if they believe in our educational system? Why are their children studying abroad? So their confession does not match their profession, including Mr. Integrity. Once people's confession does not match their lifestyle, please observe their lifestyle and follow, because that's where the future is. So you need to list the beliefs about these areas and seek to know why they haven't served you. Are they truly your beliefs or what you were conditioned to believe? Guys, you need to ask yourself and check your beliefs in every area of your life that is not working. That area of your life is not working is proof that something is wrong with your belief. So check your beliefs in those areas. Write as many things you believe. You will be shocked. Many of the things you believe is not correct. I read the Bible. I believe certain things, which is not even in the Bible. But I thought it was in the Bible. I could swear that it was in the Bible, but it was what somebody told me. Until I abandoned all the notes and I began to research myself. And I realized, that, oh, this one is not what this thing is saying. And that's why the Jews are prosperous, because they understand the code. We understood the code. We code, they understand the code. And when they apply the code, it opens the door. Where we are struggling with the door, we can't open because we don't have the lock. There is no amount of prayer you pray at the door. God, open this door. If you don't have the right key, it's not going to open. If someone who doesn't know how to pray has the key, he will open it and it will work. Which is why you see that the people you don't like, they succeed at business. By the way, I have a book here that you need to get. The Anatomy of Business by my friend Fisayo Okunsonya. You can get it on Amazon if you're not in Nigeria. One of the best business books I have read. I just finished reading it yesterday. I'll recommend this book to you. Please go get it. If you are in Nigeria, you can look for Strategy _ Coach on Instagram and get a copy of this book. It will help you, right? It's called The Anatomy of Business. Now, so back to what I was saying. So if you have listed the core areas of your life that's not working, number two, why do you think they aren't working? Number three, you list your beliefs about these areas and seek to know why they haven't served you. When I did this, trust me, I crushed too many beliefs that has not empowered me. Beliefs like, if you appear before your time, you will disappear before your time. Where did we get that from? Why should I disappear when I've appeared? If I appeared with strength, with power, I will not disappear if I have wisdom. So there are so many adage. If another person's own does not spoil, your own cannot be good. These are self-sabotaging beliefs in Africa. You will hear things like, an elephant does not blow, at the same time his son must blow. I mean, these are the things that have defined our leadership. Question, why can't elephant and his son blow at the same time? So our leaders, they would want you to serve for the next 22 years of your life, carrying their bag, carrying their purse in the name of an elephant does not blow. At the same time, is a wicked elephant that will not want his son to blow at the same time. Why can't mother elephant blow treble, son elephant blow alto, daughter elephant blows tenor, another child blows, bass, for powerful harmony to be formed? Why should your own shining deprive others from shining? A candle loses nothing for lighting other candles. So list out your beliefs in those areas and ask yourself, are these truly your beliefs? Where did you acquire them from? You will be shocked. You will be shocked that many of you, the beliefs you have right now are not your beliefs. They were things that you had by the people you trusted, and it has limited you, because another man's revelation may not be your revelation, which is why you are unique. You are different. The relationship God keeps with you is totally different from every other person. As long as you keep judging your life based on other people's relationship with God, you are going to be stifled and your life is going to be captured. Number four, are there people you can see who seem to have results in this area? Are there people you can see who seem to have results in this area? If you know any of those people, if you can get online to read the autobiography, I love to listen to autobiographies. I mean, I love to listen to Jack Ma's stories. That's the owner of Alibaba Bar. I love to listen to, Elon Musk. I love to listen to Bill. I listen to them almost every day because I want to pick something from their story. People's real essence is in their stories. When you understand their stories, it sparks some belief in you to say, I can do this. So are there people you can see who seem to have results in this area? Number five, what beliefs do they have? And what competence have they developed? What skills do they have? What beliefs do they have? And what skills have they developed? Because it's their beliefs that make them acquire skills, right? But before they acquire the skills, they believe. So you need to check, what do they believe? Now, if you change your belief, tweak it, and you say, what do I need to believe to produce the result I want? You will be shocked in no time you begin to produce the result you truly desire. And number six, what beliefs must change that can deliver the result you truly seek? What beliefs do I have that must change? What beliefs do I have what do I now need to believe, right? I have changed a lot of beliefs. People who knew me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there are so many things that have changed about me. There are things I used to believe. I no longer believe them at all. I was even wondering, what was I thinking when I believed these things, right? And it has produced amazing results. It has changed my productivity level, changed so many things about me. As we with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, we are being changed into his very likeness from one level of glory to another, which means the word there is metamorphosize, which means metamorphosis. You need to change. When I was a child, I believed like a child. When I became an adult, I threw away childish things. That you need to believe differently. If you are experiencing inadequacy in a particular area, you need to check your beliefs. Once you change your beliefs, your action, and you match it with action, you will produce results. I love the way Jesus puts it. All things are possible to him that believes. Not some things, not a few things. All things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that believes. So never forget, beliefs plus action equal power. So the origin of your power is in your beliefs. That if you believe differently, you will behave differently. And if you behave differently, your results will be totally different. What you believe is what you behave. What you behave is what you become. It's a triangle. beliefs, behavior, becoming. So if you don't like your becoming, your result, check your behavior. If you don't like your behavior, check what you have believed. If you change your belief, you switch your behavior aligns with what is required to produce a result. Trust me, your result will change. It's a simple formula, and that's the origin of power. So your work today is to get back to the things you have believed and say, is this belief empowering or disempowering? What I've found with many of the global icons is they don't believe what the average person believes. If you check the top 10 people on Forbes list, you will see a common denominator, right? You will see a common denominator. I won't tell you what it is. Go and observe them. You would realize that the poorest, what the poorest believe, they don't believe in it. And that's why you find out that they by themselves own over 65% of the entire wealth on this planet. Just 10 people, right? So if you check what do these guys believe that I don't believe, right? And switch your belief, you'll realize that you stand a better chance because you will now begin to produce results at the highest level without any inhibition, without any hindrance, because people will tell you, what if you manifest that you join these people, you will lose your soul. Trust losing your soul. Your soul is already lost, right? Activate your life and understand that winning your soul is living to the highest standard that God has ordained for you, becoming the best version of yourself. The best version of you may intimidate your teachers. Don't stop. The best version of you may make some people unhappy. You cannot please everybody. The best version of you will make some people malign you. They will tell you, oh, you have lost this, you have lost that. Don't bother. Just keep living your life. As long as it's ethical, it's legal, it's right, right? Keep living the life. Someday, the world is going to respond to you because life responds to authentic people, but it's beliefs plus behavior and action, right? The moment you believe right, you will behave right, and you will act right. Guys, that is the origin of power. It's in your beliefs. So the demon you are looking for is in your belief, which is why I have defined a demon as a person, a culture, a system, an ideology, or a belief that suppresses your originality, that strikes fear into you, making you say yes when you meant to say no. A demon is a person, a system, an ideology, a culture, a belief that suppresses your originality, that strikes fear into you, and makes you say yes when you say no. Anyone, anything, any culture that's aligned with that definition is your demon. You need to cast them out today and choose what you want to believe that can power the result you truly seek, and go ahead, live your life in service to God and humanity. If your Father in heaven does not condemn you, don't allow any man-made system to condemn you. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll take this discussion further, where we now begin to examine each of the powers that reside within you and how you can begin to activate them. My name is Praise for Owe. I am here to save my world, and I know you are also here to save the world. I honor you. Thank you so much for joining me. And by the way, don't forget the anatomy of business. You can get it on Amazon. And then if you want to become a family life professional, you can go on school.iampraiseforward.com. You can become a family life professional. That's the only certification course that exists right now in the continent of Africa. And this is not a statement of faith. This is what research has shown. Okay, so go ahead, take that course, improve your life, transform your life, become the best version of you. I'll see you tomorrow. Change your belief and your life will change. That is the origin of your power. I honor you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.